This is Ian Newton-Placid in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here at Alton with Carl Taylor, the manager of Guildford City, after a 2-2 draw in a game that we could have won, and there were some very interesting decisions from the referee. I think we've been a bit harshly done by it, even to only get a point. I think we deserve to win the game.
If you take in consideration how we were for about 25 minutes in the first half, possibly. Obviously, I'm not sure how, if you kick someone's legs up in the air, you don't get a penalty, but obviously we didn't, which would have made it 2-0. The way we were playing at the time, I think we would have gone on from there. Obviously, you couldn't wait to give a penalty against us. It seemed like if you've got your back to the ball and it's your hand, I'm not quite sure how you give a penalty for that, but obviously he did. And they came into the game, you know, and by the end of the game, they've had a couple off the line and stuff, so they'll feel they deserve to win it. So I think overall, you know, chances at both ends, I think the draw's a fair result, really, for the effort both teams put in, if I'm honest.
You say about the first 25 minutes in the first half, I thought we played excellently, and it's a shame that we didn't go 2-0 up. But beginning of the second half, we were a little bit disappointing. I think you were probably a little bit disappointed how we didn't take control of the game in the second half.
I'm not sure that's the case. I think you've got to give credit to the opponents. Alton are a good side, and they came at us, and, you know, all credit to them. I didn't think it was anything that we didn't do. Obviously, once they got the penalty and it was 2-2, I think we were a lot better after that. And it's just one of those days. You feel tired when suddenly things are going against you when you've had a lot of the ball. You know, a lot of people don't realise if you have a lot of the ball, you're using a lot of energy to have it and the enthusiasm to have it. And then suddenly when you're against it and momentum changes as it does all the way up to the top level, then you feel tired. And I think that's what happened. A few people started feeling tired, both sides. So, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say I was overly disappointed by the way we started the second half. We always want perfection. We're not going to get it at this point.
It's one of those games where, like, all three results could have been easily possible, win, draw, or lose.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the point?
Yeah, I'm happy with the point. You know, I want to win every game. I think we're in that place that we feel that we can, but we're still growing, and so there's still things that go against us. But if we have a different referee today, I think we win this game anyway.
Next Saturday, we're playing Tooting and Mitcham again. We played them last week in the Vars.
Yep.
It'll be a very different game because it's a league match instead of a one-off game.
Yep.
But a team that we've just beaten last week.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't read too much into what happened last week. I mean, we're obviously looking at it as a game to win just because we're at home. Got good home form. It'll be probably a different team to what played last week as well. There are players that didn't play today that obviously we all know are first choices, but the squad's big. We're rotating at the moment, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure Tooting are going to want to avenge that, and they'll have different players. So, you know, next week's next week.
Thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks.